This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Whew, hot summer, right? A lot of places. July was the third hottest on record, and there's another hot stretch hitting parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern California this week. The number of extremely hot days is expected to increase significantly across much of the U.S. over the next 30 years, according to a new analysis from the nonprofit First Street Foundation. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on how our productivity will be affected.
Climate change is making it hotter all across the country.
There isn't a place that's actually getting cooler.
Matthew Eby at the nonprofit First Street Foundation, which focuses on climate risks, says the hotter it is, the less productive people are.
Because we just can't function in the same way under those extreme conditions.
That's especially true for people who work outside or in places that aren't air conditioned.
If you're working in a large warehouse, or if you're a UPS truck driver, or if you're doing construction, you're directly exposed to really high temperatures.
Amir Gina at the University of Chicago says extreme heat isn't just uncomfortable.
It can also make you more sluggish. It can make you more prone to errors. It can affect your health.
That threshold where heat starts to really affect how well people can focus and work is roughly 90 degrees.
Above that, we just start to see the hours that people work being eaten away.
Those days are becoming increasingly common. By mid-century, the Union of Concerned Scientists projects there will be twice as many days where the heat index tops 100 degrees. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.